To London tonight, and another step has been taken in the process that could eventually see Julian Assange extradited from the United Kingdom to the United States to face a computer hacking charge. The British Home Secretary, Sajid Javid, has revealed that he's signed an extradition order which had been lodged with the British government by US authorities. It comes just days after Assange's father, having visited his son, expressed concern for his well-being and complained that his situation in Belmarsh prison makes it impossible for him to prepare a defence. Let's go to our chief foreign correspondent, Philip Williams, in London. Phil, the signing of the extradition order, how significant is that?
Well, it's actually procedural. It's not surprising. It would be surprising if it hadn't happened. But the fact is, what it does is re-emphasise how serious this is for Julian Assange. The Home Secretary ultimately can decide not to go ahead with an extradition. He does actually have that power, even if the courts say, yes, he can be sent to the United States. He's actually said this morning that it's actually within the court system now, and that he awaits that court system to go through its processes. But ultimately, even if it's decided, yes, Julian Assange will be sent to the United States, he still technically has the ability to stop that happening, although he's said nothing about whether there's any willingness one way or another on that.
Sure. So how will the process unfold from here, Phil?
Well, now it's in the courts, and on Friday we'll hear from the United States the full 17 charges, the details of the charges. Before now, we've only had really scant details of one of the charges, so we'll get the full gamut of those charges at this court hearing. If that is that Julian Assange is fit enough to appear, because his previous appearance was delayed, this is a week or so ago, because of ill health, he was taken to the hospital wing of Belmarsh prison. But we have heard from his father, who visited him a couple of days ago, that he is back, his health situation has improved a lot. His weight loss, he'd lost 10 kilos, has been arrested, and that his spirits were good and his fighting intent was strong. So if we assume that does go ahead, then by about this time tomorrow, we should start to learn a little bit more of the detail of what the United States is charging him with, and the information they have that they say justifies this extradition request, which, of course, if it does go come to pass, could actually end up with Julian Assange in a US prison for the rest of his life. And that has been what he's said all along, is that he fears the most, that he won't get justice in the United States. What he'll get is revenge. And that for the, of course, the massive dump of documents through Chelsea Manning all those years ago.
And you mentioned Julian Assange's father visiting him in prison. I think one of the things that his father said was that it's really difficult for him to prepare a defence. What do we know about that?
Yes, what he says is that he doesn't have the time, the situation in the prison, for him to be able to spend the time with his lawyers in quiet, in the sorts of conditions that you would need just to seriously examine all of the issues and go through all of the scenarios, the sort of normal things that somebody on remand, for example, would be able to do with their lawyers. He says he can't do. And he says that's a crucial element of a disadvantage for him as we go into this process. He's obviously got his lawyers. His team of lawyers will be doing all they can for him. But he himself doesn't feel, this is according to his father, that he is well placed to actually defend, understand, comprehend, and then prepare for the charges against him.
Phil Williams, thanks very much. Philip Williams, our chief foreign correspondent in London.